WPFP. Translator W276 DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Talks continue to pass a spending package before next week's government shutdown deadline. In the Senate, though, Chuck Schumer rolling out a short-term fix. ABC's Ann Flaherty is in Washington.
With the clock ticking and Congress having yet to pass a single appropriations bill, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is moving ahead with a plan to pass a temporary spending bill. Schumer says there will be a procedural vote next Tuesday that would pave the way to keep the government fully open past the 19th. House Speaker Mike Johnson hasn't said whether he'd support such a plan. Ann Flaherty, ABC News, Washington.
Government data showing consumer prices rose 3.4% in December compared to last year and were unexpectedly up from the month before. Prices are going down for gas, milk, and eggs from last year, but still high due to inflation. Bill Belichick announcing he's leaving the New England Patriots. He led the team to 6 Super Bowl wins and spent 24 years with the franchise. No word where he might go next. This is ABC News. If you're thinking of renting an electric vehicle, they may be a little harder to come by.
Hertz says it's selling off about a third of its electric vehicle fleet. That amounts to around 20,000 cars, mainly Teslas. The rental agency cites weak demand and high repair costs, but it could be good news for buyers. Hertz has more than 350 Tesla Model 3s listed on their car sales website, with many going for under $25,000. That's before federal electric vehicle incentives. It's also less than half of what the electric sedan cost when new. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
The federal government offers about $4,000 in incentives for those buying a used EV. Political history in the Twin Cities. For the first time, all 7 city council members in St. Paul, Minnesota are women. They also make up the youngest and most racially diverse council in the St. Paul's history. Homelessness and climate change are among the key issues facing the new council. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More people in Wisconsin are enrolled for Medicare and Medicaid than ever before. more than a quarter of a million as of December 23rd. That's according to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The previous record was reached in 2017. A task force created last summer is introducing 11 bills to fight human trafficking in Wisconsin. State Representative Jody Emerson is a co-chair of the Assembly Speaker's panel with a message for human trafficking victims.
The crime that you were a victim of does not define your life. It is one short chapter in the story that is you. And I think it is our job to make sure that we have the tools available to get them to a better and whole life.
The current legislative session ends in a few weeks. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Badgers beat the Buckeyes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, number 15th ranked Wisconsin, battled but got the win at Ohio State. The final 71-60. Max Klesman scoring 18 points in the second half. Number 11th ranked Marquette upset at home, losing 69-62 to Butler. The Golden Eagles now have lost three of their last five. College football, after 17 years at Alabama, Nick Saban announces his retirement from coaching. Saban is 72 years old. NFL, Packers and the Cowboys on Sunday. At 12-5, the Cowboys are the best team Green Bay has faced all season. I asked Jordan Love, they found a way to win against the Chiefs. Is that going to help them this week in Dallas?
So definitely one of the best defenses we've seen all year. But, I mean, yeah, like you said, going back to the Kansas City game, Detroit, I mean, those are two games we played really good defense as well. So just having that mindset, we got to play our best ball. And obviously going into the playoffs, the mindset, you know, be able to take advantage of every play, execute every play, and be able to play at a high level going against them because they do a really good job.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Playing what we want.
I saw him dancing there by the record machine. I knew he must have been about 17. It's all the same. I'll take you home where we can be alone. Next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on. He was with me.
World peace. Jack FM's goal this year is to mediate a settlement between Hall and Oates.
I've left three messages, Jack, and you haven't played any of them. What's up with that?
Hold you in here.
time to visit Jack FM's commercial bodega.
You've heard the buzz about IT jobs and cybersecurity and AI, right? Why not prepare for a career in these fields and take advantage of the high demand? You can enjoy a more rewarding and recession-resistant lifestyle. Train in just a few short months at My Computer Career. Are you a veteran, active duty military, or already in IT? Skill up for positions employers need to fill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. That's mycomputercareer.edu. Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Today's NASCAR Hot Pass is brought to you by CNR Power Sports of Park Falls.
CNR Power Sports on Ash Street in Park Falls is your go-to place for every kind of small engine repair, from snowblowers and snowmobiles to chainsaws and side-by-sides. Carl is also the area's only factory-authorized warranty service center for Generac and DR equipment. Look up CNR Power Sports on Google or give Carl a call at 608-228-7223.
Larson is set to take on Tulsa. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Looking for motorsports coverage you can't find anywhere else? Look no further than the Motor Racing Network's lineup of weekly podcasts. NASCAR news and interviews on NASCAR Live and NASCAR Live Wide Open. NASCAR Cup Series Insight on Crew Call. NASCAR Grassroots Racing News and Talk on NASCAR Coast to Coast. And Sprint Car Talk on Wing Nation. All these and more available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
On the track, yeah, this race can be a close one. Off the track, things get even closer. Join the celebration of the Rolex 24 at Daytona, January 25th through the 28th. And get closer to the action all weekend long with free garage access, plus nonstop entertainment, autograph sessions, and more. It's the Rolex 24 at Daytona, and it doesn't get any closer than this. Secure your infield admission today at DaytonaInternationalSpeedway.com.
The annual Chili Bowl Nationals gained an additional entry this week as former NASCAR Cup Series champion Kyle Larson announced that he will participate in the event in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Larson will reunite with his former midget car owners Keith Coons and Pete Willoughby and will have sponsorship from D.H. Horton, Flow Racing, and HendrickCars.com. The deal came together when Larson called Coons on Tuesday to congratulate him on his team's win in Monday night's race of champions in Tulsa and to see if he had an extra car. Larson's qualifying night is tonight as he attempts to transfer into Saturday night's A-Main. Larson is a two-time Chili Bowl winner. For more, CMRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
Here's your 103.1 Jack FM weatherology forecast. A winter storm watch begins at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning and remains in effect until noon Saturday. Cloudy tonight with a slight chance of snow. Lows around 12. Northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs around 26. Cloudy tomorrow night. Snow likely. Lows around 12. Chance of snow Saturday. Highs level off around 15. One above. Cloudy skies Sunday. 5 to 10 inches of snow tonight through Saturday night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 26.
This bunch of songs in a row on Jack FM is missing a few screws, if you know what we mean.
What's
103.1 Jack FM. Off 866-930-JACK.
So fine, I never see you leaving my mind.
Jack FM doesn't take requests because it interferes with our freewheeling lifestyle.
Jack, come out of your mom's basement.
Yeah. Thunder Chief.
JagFM feels guilty about commercials, but we're going to get over it.
You're all set with your Medicare prescriptions, Mrs. Brown.
This is not just low-cost copays at Walgreens.
I can actually help you set up 90-day refills if you want.
This is having a partner you can trust. Get low-cost copays, 90-day refills, and delivery from your neighborhood Walgreens. This is being independent, together. Walgreens.
Restrictions apply. For details, see walgreens.com/pharmacy.
Hey, everyone, gather around. It's time for corny jokes about passing the torch.
The team at Kurian's Welding was fused together solid.
Thanks for all the late nights and early shifts.
But double retirements mean the crew must bond with some certified new hires.
You've both gone the extra millimeter.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
Here's your 103.1 Jack FM weatherology forecast. A winter storm watch begins at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning and remains in effect until noon Saturday. Cloudy tonight with a slight chance of snow. Lows around 12. Northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs around 26. Cloudy tomorrow night. Snow likely. Lows around 12. Chance of snow Saturday. Highs level off around 15. One above. Cloudy skies Sunday. 5 to 10 inches of snow tonight through Saturday night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 26.
103.1.
Hey, Jack.
Jack FM.
Wow, Jack.
I'm digging the music.
True that.
Digging the music.
True that.
It's about time.
True that.
We'll be right back.
talk with your mouth closed at 866-930-JACK.
My lover's got humor. She's a giggle at a funeral. Knows everybody's disapproval. I should have worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak. A fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolutes. She tells me worship in the bedroom. The only heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well.
I found the peanut butter, but where are the crackers?